Orion, this is Houston with some trajectory information for you.
Go ahead.
Roger. It looks like you'll be coming in about 10,000 feet high at PDI, John, which will be about 3 to 4 seconds of hover time, and you'll be 17,000 feet south.
Okay, does that mean we're going to be at pitch over, we'll be steering from south to north?
That's affirmative.
And, okay, so at pitch over, we'll be, you'll be targeting us right into the target, but we'll be steering from south to north. Is that based on Ken's tracking?
No, that's not negative on that one. But you'll probably be coming straight in by the time you get down
okay.
to pitch over.
Okay, thank you. How did landmark tracking turn out?
Stand by. Okay, the landmark tracking looked very good, John.
Okay.
Orion, will you give us your ED bat readout, please?
Same as always, 37 volts.
Very good.
Jim, is guidance going to have any gyro drift for us?
Stand by. Okay, no update on that, and it looks like your the attitude for PDI is very close to the one that we'd like for the steerable. So we'll try that when you come around at AOS.
Okay, okay. And Jim, on this P-52, that radar had drifted up into the field of view, but it's no sweat, just moving it down and flew.
Okay, we copy.
And one other thing that when we put those state vectors in there, I guess we didn't have any limb vector in there, and the computer activity light stayed on all the time. I finally figured out what it was and did a burp 66, got rid of it.
Okay, we concur.
I think that's what it was.
Everybody's nodding their head down here. Affirmative.
Houston, 16, what appears to be the problem with System A? Is it a reg problem or what?
Yes, that's affirmative, Charlie, a reg problem.
Okay, well, we have, if we use up fuel, just System A for descent is what you want us to do?
Stand by. We'll give you a RCS configuration for PDI when you all come around the corner.
Okay, well, we'll be back. And I'd like somebody to think about this high apps pressure we have during the lunar stay. Over.
Okay, we're looking at that one too, Jim. Okay, we are noticing an increase in the RCS pressure there, but we have enough ullage volume now to get all the propellant out.
Understand. Thank you.
Ryan, this is Houston. Have you ever noticed any change in your yaw meter?
Jim, it's stuck on minus 12.
Okay, and go ahead, John.
I think that if we were on a hot mic when we were talking to each other, I want to apologize right now. It's probably pretty interesting. Probably not if the comm was as bad as you said it was.
It was good enough for us to understand you.
We're afraid of that.
Okay, Orion, if you see that reg pressure creeping up, you could do a small maneuver which would help the situation.
Understand. We'll do that. We'll do a VIR 49 to the AGS Cal altitude, Jim.
Okay. And Orion, we're coming up on about 2 minutes to LOS.
Roger, 2 minutes to LOS. See you around for PDI.
Ryan, this is Houston. For your information, the burst disk pressure is 215 to 220, the RCS.
Roger, understand. Jim, is it both systems you see climbing?
Just System A.
Just System A, right. Hey, Jim, I saw the landing site as we passed over. We're not going to have any trouble recognizing it from the rays. The rays stand out beautifully.
Very good. Glad to hear it.
Apollo Control, and both spacecraft have passed behind the moon nearing the end of the 12th lunar orbit. During this past rather interesting frontside pass, several nagging problems have cropped up or have been carried over from the preceding revolution. One concerns the landing radar, which in its self-test mode gave some spurious readouts, the readouts never agreeing with what the test should be. Later on, in a repetition of the landing radar self-test, the numbers on the onboard display came out as they should. John Young speculated that perhaps because of the low altitude at the time of the first attempt at the landing radar self-test, they were getting some ground reflections from the lunar surface, which caused the self-test to be invalid. The self-test of the rendezvous radar has been postponed until the upcoming backside pass prior to acquisition on Rev 13. Steerable antenna situation is still coming in and out as the steerable antenna appears to be locked in a stowed position, however, with the spacecraft attitude oriented such that the antenna faces the Earth, we've had fairly good communications during the better part of this frontside pass. The 210-foot dish at Goldstone will acquire the spacecraft at the start of Rev 13. And even if the steerable antenna is completely inoperative, all high bit rate data, communications, voice, everything normally carried by the steerable antenna through the 85-foot dishes will be available on the ground. The lunar module reaction control system regulator situation. The crew is still running through some procedures to manage the two systems A and B of the reaction controls system aboard the lunar module to balance the regulator pressures for the propellants. System A appears to creep upward slightly, periodically. And by opening the crossfeed valve and venting some of the propellant into the ascent tanks, it appears that the situation will stabilize. The descent propulsion system throttle check and the descent propulsion system pressurization routines were carried out completely normally earlier in Revolution 12. Ken Mattingly, meanwhile, was given a go to circularize with the command module Casper. Ignition time for this burn is 97 hours, 40 minutes, 17 seconds. Will be a service propulsion system burn, 99.6 feet per second, which will circularize at about 51.8 by 68.2. This is slightly elliptical, but because of the perturbations of lunar orbit, the orbit of the command module should be almost circular at the time of rendezvous. Acquisition 43 minutes 23 seconds from now as both spacecraft come around the front side. None of the problems mentioned with the RCA reaction control system regulators or the steerable antenna preclude the lunar landing. Even if the S-band, steerable S-band antenna is completely inoperative, we're still go for landing using the Omni antennas through the Goldstone 210-foot dish. Minutes 36 seconds away from acquisition on the PDI or landing orbit at 97:28 ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control.